Giles County Dairyman named Young Farmer of the Year. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
And it's really going to be great when we deliver a tractor out to Brian Flowers' place this fall. So let's congratulate him.
This is my fifth time of doing this. I finally achieved the goal that a lot of my friends have. It's just sort of speechless right now.
The announcement of Brian Flowers of Giles County as this year's winner of the Achievement Award for the state's top young farmer. That came during the Tennessee Farm Bureau's Young Farmers Summer Conference held this past weekend in Columbia. The 34-year-old Flowers farms on about 1,000 acres where he has a dairy, row crops, beef cattle, and hay near Campbellsville.
I just love farming. That's all I've ever wanted to do. And getting in an organization like this with, you know, other people that, you know, like the same things that I like, and just fellowship and have friends, and it's a great organization, in my opinion, the best in the world, and it's really great tonight.
For being named Young Farmer of the Year, Flowers receives a year's free use of a Case IH tractor up to 150 hours. He also received $500 from the Tennessee Farm Bureau, $500 from Dodge, a fully loaded RTV to keep from Farm Bureau, $500 in qualified Farm Bureau services, a year's contract for a cell phone from American Cellular, and an insurance policy to cover the tractor for 1 year from Farm Bureau Insurance. Also a trip to the American Farm Bureau Convention this coming January, where he'll compete for national honors. Well, Josh and Juliana Ogle of Lincoln County were named the state runners-up in the Young Farmer of the Year contest. The district winners were Scott and Candy Ogg of Weakley County, Jamie and Ashley Weaver of Coffee County, Jacob and Pam Sparkman of White County, and George Robert and Elizabeth Klein of Jefferson County. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.